We're going to learn something which really is a psicha. It's an opening into the world of machshava, of emuna, of pnimius. Very simple and straightforward. That's chelik aleph of what we're going to do. And I hope that we'll get the chelik beis, which is the second page, which is a piece from Rav Leib Eger, Susi Galena, Rav Leib Eger on Pasha Shkolem. Pasha Shkolem brings us into the Kedusha of Purim. We're entering into the Kedusha of Yontif, which is the beginning of the Geula, to continue in Nisan, and so on. So everything begins with Pasha Shkolem. Machsa Shekel B'Shekel HaKadosh. The Hakdama that you see, the two sides to that first page with the small and the big, so it begins on the small letters. It's the same sefer, just I did something with the machine. It's homemade. This is from one of the earliest from that was written by the Mechaber of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. In those days it was called Shnita Laz, then it was changed to Bilvavi Chelik Hei. So for those of you who have this set, it's the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne Chelik Hei. Over the years, the Mechaber, Rav Schwartz, who I'm zeicher to know, over the years, Rav Schwartz eventually put out three volumes to date, three volumes on Mesil Zashar, a parish on Mesil Zashar, which I learned with a certain chevra on Thursdays. It's a remarkable sefer. In the beginning, before he gave those shiurim, he taught some ma'amarim. He gave some ma'amarim on Mesil Zashar. That's in Chelek Hei of the Bavari Mishkanah. And this is the beginning, entering into Mesil Zashar. There was somebody who mentioned to me that I used to complicated things. They're more used to Mesil Zashar. I thought that was very ironic to say such a thing. To me, the deepest sefer in the whole world is Mesil Zashar. But I said, okay, you know what, we'll learn a little Mesil Zashar, but you're going to regret it. So let's learn. I mean, in a good way. I don't mean chashon. In a good way. Psicha klalus the Mesil Zashar. Those of you who have met the Mechaber of Bilvavi, he's an ishpele. He's a wondrous person. Kol HaTorah Kula wrapped into a nigla, nista, wrapped into a little Jew who's still in his 30s. It's pretty depressing for us. But there's still hope. There's still hope. Zeh Loshna Mesil Zashar Magdamasa. This is the Loshan of the Mesil Zashar Minis Hakdama. Everybody knows this. That's why we can do it very quickly. Amar HaMechaber HaChibur HaZeh Lo Chibarti V'Lam L'Bnei Yodim Ez Asher Lo Yodu. The Ramchal says, I'm writing this sefer, I'm not teaching anybody anything they don't know. Elul haskiram esayadu alahem kvar, umafurasim eslam pirsum godl. I'm only going to remind them of something that's well known, that's famous, and they know. Kiloi timtza beroiv dvarai ela dvar mishiroiv b'nei odom yoidim ayisov lo mistapping behem klal. Most of what I'm going to tell you, there's no chiddush, and nobody has any sveikis. In proportion to how well known all of this is, what I'm going to tell you, in proportion to how well known it is, that's how it's forgotten and neglected. It's forgotten and neglected. Alkein, Ein HaTorelis HaNil Kad Mizah HaSeifa Yoitzim and HaKriya by Pamachas. And therefore the Ramchal says, any benefit that you're going to gain from this sefer of the Mesil Zashar, anything that you're going to gain, it's not going to happen if you read it once. Pamachas, it's not going to happen. Ki kvar efshe shal yimsa hakariya besich lechidushim acher kriyaso, shlo hayu balufnei kriyaso. Because you're going to finish the sefer, and you're an intelligent person, you finish Mesil Zashar, and you say, I don't know, I didn't see anything new here, there's no chidushim. I can't find even anything what to write notes on, not even to put anything on my computer. Nothing. Elamat, maybe something. Aval ha-to'elis yotzi min ha-chazor alov va-ha-ha-smoda. The to'elis you're going to have, the benefit that you'll gain from learning my sefer, Ramchal says, is by going over it, ha-smoda, learning it continuously. Because my sefer will remind you, if you go over it again and again, you will be reminded of those things which is the nature of man to forget. And you'll be able to take to heart your responsibility. That's how he begins the sefer. Which we neglect, we turn it, we forget, we don't think about. Those are the words of the Ramchal, very famous. This introduction is more famous than the rest of the sefer, but we all heard of this, we all saw this. Rav Schwartz says, L'havin is oimek ha-dvarim, to understand the depth of what he's saying. Now you know that the Gra, it's a Kabbalah from the Gra, that in the first 11 chapters of the Mesil Shom, there's not one extra word. And that doesn't mean that after that, there's a lot of extra words. A Kabbalah from the Gra, not one extra word. The Gra knew how to count words, not one extra word. We're going to just, from this little psicha of the Ramchal, we're going to see a shayrish, you know, a shayrish, something that is a root, a yesod, in all of our avodas Hashem, in how we learn Torah, and how we think. And particularly how we approach Mesil Shasharim. The inyan of gaiva. Of arrogance, of conceit. So Rav Schwartz explains, Hagaiva, inyana kayim ba'odem b'revodem rabim, there are many layers in a person, different levels and layers. V'tikta ha'irim l'fartim l'varim, there's not enough paper to go over all of this, what gaiva is, the different manifestations of gaiva inside and outside. Therefore, I want to focus on the nekuda of gaiva that's in the root of a person. It's very deep. There are many casualties, many Jews whose lives have been destroyed by this subtle gaiva that's sitting deep, deep inside of the heart. Particularly in our generation, we'll see. B'nei Adam Rabim Svurim Sheyesh Lahem Hashkofes Olam Brura B'sibes Briyas Adam V'tafkid Ba'olam. Many people are of the opinion that they have a clear Hashkofes Olam. They have a clear Hashkofa regarding man's creation, V'tafkido, why he was created, his purpose in creation. Anu L'nasek B'anshei HaRachoyv. The Bilvavi says, I'm not talking about, when I say many people, I'm not talking about people on the street. I'm speaking specifically about B'nai Torah. Let's take a look. Where does the average Ben Torah, upon what does the average Ben Torah base his Hashkafas Olam? His perspective of the world, of life, of the Rebbeinu Shlom, of Yiddishkeit. Usually, in most cases, a person has heard many shmuzen, many sichas, good sichas, shmuzen, over the course of his life. And the assumption with the Ben Torah is that he has learned the basic Sifrei Musa, Mesil Shasharim, of course, Chavis Lavavis, and so on. He's learned the basic Meshes Chachma, the basic Svar, Nefesh Chaim. And if a person learns Rav Dessler, whatever, Madrigas Adam, Tanya, but the basics from the assumptions that the person has learned over the course of his life. And he's gleaned his Hashkafas Olam from the Svar. Mitach Yedias Elo, Biseis Lo, Kol Echad Es Olamo. Based upon the Yedias that he's picked up from the Svar, and from hearing Shmuzen, he has created a world, his world. His Hashkafas Olam. Emes Chayevus Lias Brura. The truth has to be clear. Kishem shebesugya begemar chayovim leloim dam rishonim. The same way that when you learn a gemar properly, it has to be learned with the rishonim in depth. V'cheinim chelik ma'achroinim and some achroinim. Doesn't have to be all achroinim. A little achroinim. V'yoyishim al kol sugya pa'amim shavua v'yoyisem. And you can sit on the sugya a week more. To sit, to learn the sugya be'iyun. U'b'chol yoyim mashkiyim b'zeh kama shos. Every day you could put many hours sitting for a week, weeks, months on a sugya in Shas. Kain muchra chadova b'chelek ha'ashkof b'shel ha'olam. This is really what the Chabas Lavavos is talking about in his Agdam also. So must a person do when it comes to establishing hashkofas olam, a way of looking at your life, at everything. Shebechol inyin v'inyin nitzorach lo madis ha'sugya b'inyin mefarashim. With everything in life, a person has to learn it bi'iyun with mefarshim. V'lamol uladakdek b'divrayim le'pachas meshe b'sugya b'gemara. Not to be any less careful in the sugya of life, in emuna, in yud gimli karm, as you would be in the sugya of the gemara. Kol mishlei osa kein, whoever has not done this, yeida b'vaday, can know with certainty. Shashkafoso rofefes ma'od, that his hashkafas are very shaky. Ubevadai, even though he might say over stuff and he repeats and he looks very frum, but the emes is his hashkafas are very shaky. Ubevadai shenimsa by to'oyois chamuros. And there's no question that there's some serious flaws in his hashkafas. Dovachatzorach liasbar, it has to be clear. Shum dov enonikna b'lo yigir. Nothing is acquired in this world without yegiyah, without hard work. No such thing. Especially in Torah. Yesoides hemuna, v'ashkofa nechayna, to understand properly the foundations of emuna, the yud gimli kar, and all of the anofim, the branches that grow out of those shiroshim of the ikari ha'emuna. V'ashkofa nechayna utzrufa, and a clear and pure hashkofa al mabat achayim, of how to see life, everything. Marriage, raising children, everything. Einam yichayim lehikanas ayidei shmias sichas. You can't acquire that by listening to a lot of sichas. Even if you have a lot of stuff on your MP3, you know, you downloaded all the 25,000 shiurim from here and thousands of shiurim from there. And even if you heard some of them. Ukriyas sifrei musa b'havar ba'alma. And it's not going to happen by learning the sifrei musa the way that it's learned usually growing up, Ahavar Ba'alma, to learn up the Misil Sharm, to learn up the Chavis Lavavos. If a person would learn just the Shar HaBitochen of the Chavis Lavavos, Be'iyun Rab, life can never, ever, ever be the same. If one would learn the Shar the of Zihirus in Misil Sharm, it can't be the same. I'm just giving an example by any of the Sha'arim, but it can't be the same. The problem is we learn it by Havar Ba'alma. We learn it up. A Jew has an achrayis to learn, to clarify, to harv, to work hard over the yesoides of emuna, an iyun ma'amik b'sifra hiyesoides of b'sein azal. To learn the Sifri HaYisod, Be'iyun. Tzorach lezbani mehechon evaz, toz chamur ezu shal tfis esemun evisay desseha, betzur kol kash shidchiz. We need to understand, how is it possible, therefore, from where did this mistake come, to look at emuna as something which is so simple, as something which is can be understood in such a superficial way, shidchiz, you hear some shmuzen. You did 15-minute Musa Seder or something in yeshiva, and you already think that you're a baldover, that you're a big mammon, and not only that, you're a mammon, you're going to become a rebbe, a rav, a mashpia, to give over a muna, to be a father. Where did it come from? Such a mistake. That we think that we have this all under our belt from a little bit Musa, a little bit Svarm, and hearing some shmuz. So he says, Yisoid ha-tshuva b'mila achas hi gaiva. There's one word to answer this question, this to solve this mystery. Gaiva. Nevarat Vam. Let's have to begive. Ham Chalb Mizil Shamit Perik Hanikias. When it comes to Suga Gaiva. So the Ramchal talks about Gaiva in the Perik on Nikius. And he talks about different types of Gaiva. Anu namoid al nekudas Gaiva besisis v'amuka mo'oid b'nefesh ha'adam. We're going to focus now on one of these, a very basic and deep, a deep nekuda of Gaiva in a person. In yonu shal Gaiva zu, she'odam margi she'kol davar shuhi yedeya, sorry, she'kol davar hu yedeya, ele im kein nikela lehedya, she'ein hu yedeya. It's an amazing thing he says about a person. A person looks at himself, becheskas yedeya. Becheskas yedeya, unless it's clear to him, behedya, lehedya, she'ein hu yedeya. Did you ever have a religious argument with somebody that knows nothing about religion? It's an amazing thing. Now, so we know a little bit about religion. We're religious. And we talk about it, and we study it, and we think about it. And you could have an argument with a person who's totally clueless. And he speaks with such vado, such confidence and such certainty. And you just say, look, I know a little bit about this. You don't know anything about it. A person looks at himself, b'cheskas yodeya. Unless it's obvious. Like, you wouldn't be embarrassed to say, like, if I asked you, so what do you think about nuclear physics? It's all. But the example of Tayyar Lavdil that Rav Schwartz gives, someone says, so how's it going in Kachim? So a person there could say, Kachim, I haven't had the schus yet to learn. I hope to one day to learn Kachim. What about Taharis? No. But if somebody starts to talk to you about a Svara in Hilchas Kriyas and Megillah, so you could become all of a sudden Rosh Kalamadabra. Even though your knowledge of Kriyas and Megillah, your knowledge of Hilchas Purim, can be very rudimentary, very, very basic. You don't remember most of the Rishabruah. The Sugis in the Gemara, once maybe you looked a little bit here, a Taisis there, a Taisis. But you could find yourself in Melchamta Shel Torah, because there you consider yourself Becheskas Yedeya. You're talking about my territory, Purim. I understand Purim. And you could be talking to a Talmud Chacham. You get a little bit nervous when he starts to say, the Gemara doesn't say that. You back off a little bit, right? You start to back off. And you know that, like, if there's an Adam Gogol Ma'oid, it's better not to start up with him. But like, if it's a guy that, you could start up with you start up with somebody. Nevar. Adam Shalom is Seder Kachim. Somebody who never learned Seder Kachim. U'Peshech is a Gemara V'Lomeid. You open up the Gemara. Chai, you open up for the first time. I'm sech the zvach, I'm sech the menachis. You open up. Huroya miyad she'en yodesh advarim elim ken yilam the karo. You see right away that this totally new territory. I never heard of this stuff. I never heard of it. So you're able to at that point to say, okay, you say to yourself, this is kachim 001 aleph. Say that you're in the right place to begin. You're not mesugal to say something that's not honest. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. You're talking. So you meet with some akubal, and he asks, "So what do you think about Zer Anpin?" I don't know what that is. Zer Anpin. You're not going to start to. You have no cheskas yadeya in an Indian that's totally out of your world. But now we come, when a person opens up Mesil Zashan, and he talks about life. You open up Mesil Zashan, how to be a better Jew, how to be a better person. Miyad niruloi shesi kariyad vorm hiyadeya. Then you look and you say to yourself, that's what the Ramchal is addressing in his psich. Ikariyad vorm hiyadeya, I'm a cheskos hiyadeya. I know these things. That's what Ramchal says. You're going to read the whole Sefer. You're not going to see maybe a little bit here and there something, an idea. Otherwise, you're not going to see Chidushim. Kach margish Adam Shalom, and it's on the Sefer Shalom Shetchias. And that was the Ramchal's warning in his psiche. That's what happens to the person who learns Mesil Shem Bishidchi is superficially. Like Rashi, Chumash Rashi. That's not exciting anymore. We're ready, right? Rashi. Rashi ani yadeya, echad ani yadeya. Echad mi yadeya. Rashi, we already know. That's already, I learned Rashi. We did Rashi a long time ago. So when you open up a Rashi, ever since you're a kid, you open up a Rashi, it's becheskas yadeya, it's gaiva. The whole time, the way that you learned Rashi was b'shitchis. There are hundreds and hundreds of Sfarim that are written on Rashi. But you already have b'cheskas yadeya. You know what Rashi is saying. And then when you learn the Gemara, you say, all right, Rashi, but let's get through, let's do Rashi. But then let's get through the real good stuff. Ulam ha'am is shen l'chalutin. Rav Schwartz says the truth is altogether different. Kibana b'shem Rabbi Yeruchim imir. We have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yeruchim. Sharam Chal b'sifrim at the other side b'sifrim at the Sharam Kolal b'soichay b'loshen k'tzarvish kolal nichta b'sharas. The problem is that we have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yeruchim. There's actually a Jew who didn't write his name in the Sefer who wrote a parish on Mesil Shom according to the 10 spheres. Mesil Shom is a Kabbalah Sefer from beginning to end. It's a Kabbalah Sefer. All the other Sfarim of the Ramchal, now you know this, the Ramchal wrote a lot of Sfar besides Derech Hashem Das Tunis. Most of the Ramchal's Svarim are Kabbalah Svarim. There's a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yeruchim that, and really the Tzadikim before Rabbi Yeruchim spoke about this. And those who even learned a little bit of Pnimis HaTorah can see when they learn Mesil Sharm that the Mesil Sharm is built according to the 10 spheres. It's all Kabbalah from beginning to end. So the Rabbi Yeruchim said that all of the other Svarim of the Ramchal are in Mesil Sharm. All of us are in Mrs. Shah. Misha Yiftach is Shar Sefer Amchal, Yovin Miyad, she EF Shaladas is the Varbalo Yigi Rabba. Now, when you open up Das Tunis, or you open up, certainly when you open up Klach Pisre Chachma, when you open up Klach Pisre Chachma, you start to learn, you say, well, this is hard work. This is not 15 minute Musa Seder. Klach Pisre Chachma? This is serious, heavy duty stuff. I have to work on this. This is going to take a lot of time. I'm going to have to talk to people about this because I don't know what he's talking about. I don't understand these things. When you open up the Klach, you feel that you understand it. When you open up Mesil Sharm, I first learned Mesil Sharm, I think when I was probably in ninth grade. And I had a little green Mesil Sharm like this big, and I was reading it like on the bus. I lived in HSL that time. I was reading it on the bus in that time. You know. I was wondering what everybody makes such a big deal about this safe. A ninth grader. When you look at the other Sfarim from Ramchal, you realize it's clear. That it's like opening up Kachem. I don't know what this is. And Rabbi Yochum said, and it wasn't just Rabbi Yochum, the Tzadikim said, that in Mesil Sharm are all the Ramchal Sfarim. He put into Mesil Sharm. Well, the Misha Loimit is Mesil Sharm near Leishu Kva Yedeh Kimat HaKol. He's Becheskes Yedeh. You feel that I know this. Well, the Misha Shechosele is Kol HaPnimis HaLa Mesil Sharm. The truth is, you're missing all of the pnimius of the Mesil Sharm. You stopped growing in Mesil Sharm. You stopped. Your growth was stunted. As a ninth grader, you stopped, or as a 9 year old, whenever you first read it, you stopped over there. Vein hu yedeya, because you saw he was talking about things that you understand of a portion. So when Ramchal says you have to go, you're not going to see anything, any chedushim, he's talking right. And he says that I should learn it by Asmada. I want to do other things, it's more interesting. I'm going to move on. We'll skip and go straight to Pachid Yitzhak, you know. It's more interesting. But any day as a shidchi is bilvad. By the way, it's the same thing when it comes to how we know our parents, and how we know our friends, and how we know ourselves, and how we know our kids. Also, b'cheskes ani yadeya. B'cheskes ani yadeya. There are very few people who could look at their parents after 20, 30 years and say, I never knew them at all. I read them wrong. Obviously, I hope it's in a good way. In a good way. But I read them wrong. I didn't get it. Like Rav Hutna said, on the pasuk L'chu banim shimuli, go my children and hear me. And Rav Hutna asked, why do you say L'chu banim, go and hear me? To say Bo'u banim, come and hear me. So Rav Hutna says, L'chu banim shimuli is usually when you're there with your parents, you don't get them at all. Only when you go away, L'chu banim, then shimuli, then you begin to understand. Shidchiyas. Everything's with Shidchiyas. Why? Because I know. Because I'm a Cheskes Yodeya. As we see the whole Haggadah, which is the beginning of Yiddishkeit, Haggadah is the Mesillas Hashem of Yiddishkeit. The Haggadah is Shal Pesach. Everything is Echad Miyadeya. Echad Miyadeya. Man Ishtan Alayla. Questions. Aleph. 001. Echad Miyadeya. It's the end of the Seder. So here you spent the whole night saying over brisker robes, right? And you sang over beautiful things from the Sfasamis, and you have the under the table the Rabbi Nachman or the Shlomo Kalbach Haggadahs, right? And you sang all kinds of beautiful stuff, and you get to the end of the Haggadah, where very few Mefarshim, you look at Echad Miyadeya, most of the Haggadahs by that point, there's nothing, right? There's no longer any Mefarshim. Then at the end of the Haggadah, is Echad Miyadeya. What's the Maggid saying? The Maggid is saying, you know nothing. Echad Miyadeya. Echad Miyadeya. And then you do Chagadia, you're half asleep. And you think Chagadia is for children. The Archaim HaKadosh, there was somebody that made fun of the Chagadia, and the Archaim HaKadosh said that he can't teach the children anymore, he has to be fired. He made fun. They told the Archaim HaKadosh to some, a Rebbe, a Malami, was making fun of the Chagadia. Chagadia. It's the last thing, it's the Chasim, it's the Ne'ilah of the Seder Lo Pesach. And only after you say Chagadia, then you could say Shir Shir. Where does it come from? The two ways of approaching life in general. There's some people, they look at life, again, not at Kodship and not nuclear physics, and not at Kabbalah. But the things that they think they know, they look at it as Poshut. Poshut. Simple. Clear. He's a Maven. Like how Jews talk about Israeli politics, like, you know, Bibi Netanyahu is his best friend. You know what I mean? Like the Jews are standing there between Mincha Maariv talking about what they should do. What they should do in Eretz Yisrael. And if I would be the prime minister, I would do this. Like, you know, it's poshut. It's poshut that they should bomb the reactor right now. It's poshut. It's poshut. Maybe not cold. Kein sarach lamal harbi advarm shutam. So what do you have to work so hard on advarm shutam? But then you have another kind of a Jew who believes that God created the world. In God's wisdom, God's depth is infinite. For everything in creation is a big, big, deep sugya. But the trademark of the bore of the ksil is that he thinks he knows it. That's the trademark of the seal of the bar. He thinks he knows it. It's poshut. Well, perish the Ramshak is Baruch Hu ain't safe. It's infinite. For him, kol kai chaysev ain't safe from everything. All his kaychis ain't safe. And we mele muchach shagam chachmasa ain't safe. Therefore, Hashem's chacham is ain't safe. And Hashem's chachmasa ain't safe is the same way that his chacham is without end, is infinite. Kein b'chol pula pula shapal, everything that God does. Poil mikoyach ha'ein soifi is shalom. It's a gilui, it's a revelation of his ein soifius, of his infinite being, his unknowable, infinite essence. V'afal pishonu ein enu yichol mahasig is ein soif, of course we can't understand the ein soif. Yikom akom dover echad chayev liyaz barulah, still one thing has to be clear. She'ein dover, she'ein bar chochma amukiv neflo. There is nothing that doesn't have deep, deep chochma. Chochma amukiv neflo. That means your kids, your wife, your parents, everything has chokhma, amukah, v'nifla. And davke, when it seems to be very, very, very simple, it's usually a simon that there's a big oimek over here. Mekevin shal kol nasa b'kor chokhmoso ain't soif shal bar yizbach. Odom sha'oimer mishpat min asuk shal ani kva yedeyas advarim. Somebody who talks this way, I already know this, ani kva yedeyas advarim. Choseloi b'akor ha'amitish sha'abriya nivra adei bar ha'ilam sha'koycha ain't soif. He's missing the most basic fundamental thing. That the world is created by God. He thinks that the depth is according to how he understands. There's no bigger gaiva than that. He thinks he knows the Omek Advarm. There's one day of the year, one day of the year, where a Jew can come to the truth when he drinks a little bit too much, and he's able to finally say, I don't know anything. That's Purim. There is such an Indian. On Purim, a person can come to such a madrega. I don't know anything. When he's honest, Mishnechnis Yain Yetzis Soid, and he all of a sudden believes there's a God on Purim, and he says, I don't know anything. I'm nobody, I'm nothing. Gedolei Yisrael, you tumid by hargosha shalei tamur elikatipa min hayam. Gedolei Yisrael lived with the constant feeling they hardly tasted anything more than a drop of the ocean. Look at what Moshe finds his hakdam, that gives Moshe. How he looks at himself vis-a-vis his father, Reb David. V'tumid. The tzaddikim, the gedolim, felt that with all of their learning, they only touched upon the most basic, lowest level of learning. A person who has this humility and this belief in God is filled with a tremendous desire to go deeper and deeper, to understand more. To understand more about the Bar Ilum, to understand more, what does it mean? What are the Yud Gimli Karm? What's Emunah? What's my Hashkafa? Lo Ilum Ein Hu Magish Hu Kva Yodeya. He's never in such a place of Echad Ani Yodeya. Oyved Hashem Amiti Chakukim Beli Bahetev Dira Amchal. A true Oyved Hashem, it's engraved deep in his heart, the words of the Ramchal in the Hagdama. Vine Kosov, Hakosov Omar, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma. It says in Iyov, Hein. Yiras Hashem hi chachma. Fear of God is chachma. It's a big chachma. Yiras Hashem. What we think is a nothing. Yiras Hashem. Hain. What does it mean? Hain. Yiras Hashem. Ramchal says, he brings Omer Rabbi Sein, he brings in the Gemara. Hain achas shekain beloshen yivani karen laachas hain. The Gemara says that the word hain in Greek means one. Achas. Harisha yiri hi chachma vihi lavada chachma. The Ramchal says, hain. Yiras Hashem, hi chachma, the pasuk means, there is one chachma, it's Yiras Hashem. Everything comes back, that's the echad miyadeya, Yiras Hashem. Hi levada chachma. Vade, she'en yukar chachma, she'en b'iyun. Obviously, it means that Yiras Hashem requires tremendous iyun and yegiya. Ach emes hi, ki iyun godol tzarech kol advarim ha'elu, das oysen be'emes. V'lo al tzad ha-dimyon v'asvara kozevis kol shkein liknos ha-samu la-sigam, to hear a couple of shmuzen and to have a little bit of a seder in some musa sefer, some chesir sefer, whatever, some machshava sefer, and to think ani yodeya, and to base your entire hashkafas olam that till you be 82 years old you're still saying over something that you heard in this on a tape from 1992, and that was your hashkafas olam was from that tape. Misha nogu divrei ramchal elu al libay, anybody whose heart is moved by what we just learned from the Ramchal. Just by singing a niggun, when you learn a still sharm for a few minutes with a niggun, that's not what's going to do it. Haderach hanachani lashkia al inyonei hamuna befrat va'avodah bechlal es tamsis dam ha'adam. The Rambam wrote that when it comes to being mevara, there's nothing that's more precious to him than being mevara the ikari hamuna. Now the Rambam is a big Talmud Chacham, mask him. Rambam wrote Mishnah Torah, Perashah Mishnayis, Moreh Nebuchim. The Rambam was called Torah Kula, Bi'iyun. Bi'iyun mavil asarayin, that's not for, that a human being of our generation, or even earlier generation, can't understand who the Rambam was. And the Rambam said that there's nothing more dear to him than being mevara the ikare ha'amuna, and understanding, what is Ayid? What is a Jew? What does it mean? Avodas Hashem. What's a Kodesh Baruch? What's Yiras Shamayim? Tamsis dam ha'odam. Your blood you give. You spill your blood for that to know what it means to be a Jew. Not a couple of tapes and a 15-minute seder. Rakach mitoch mesirus pnimis utfilu l'Kodesh Baruch hu davin bebechi besachnu crying and begging Hashem ulai yachus lo min Hashemayim v'yizke litoim tam amiti shel emunah, that maybe with a lot of learning, a lot of hard work, a lot of davening, a person can have a tam amiti shel emunah. And that's the inyan of Machzai Shekel. The second page is from Reb Leibler Eges Chusi Yerlein Elokei Yisrael. And Reb Leibler is on the pasuk. He sees as Reish Mnei Yisrael of Kudeyem v'nosnu l'chu. Try. Yesh lahav. Reb Leibler writes, Im kifi pshuta shabar posik hazel letzaveis al nesinas machsa shekel. The simple pshat in the posik is telling us that there's a mitzvah of machsa shekel. Vihi mitzvah achas kechol mitzvah shabatayra. So there are a lot of mitzvahs. So it's another mitzvah. It's machsa shekel. Then haylo loymer betchilas aparash et tzaviz b'nei Yisrael. So why is this a kisis as well as b'nei Yisrael? Just say tzaviz b'nei Yisrael. Adabel ben Yisrael. And then if you want to say to count, you could already use the lashon of kisisa. But begin like all other mitzvahs. Tzav, daber. Omnam yesh leimer, shas cholas apashuhu, maimer l'mayishu Rabbeinu olav shalom. The Baruch Shalom is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, kashuhu yisas rosh b'nei Yisrael. Now the Nesias Rosh means, Chazal already say this, that every year when we read this parasha, we have a Nesias Rosh. It means to lift up a Jew, a Nesias Rosh, to be proud, to be strong. Kisisa as Rosh b'nei Yisrael, to be able to understand, to lift our minds up. Kisisa as Rosh b'nei Yisrael. V'yinose yis nafshos Yisrael l'mal Rosh. How do you lift up nafshos Yisrael? How do you lift up Jews? Yeidan emana, the Baruch Shalom is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeidan emana, havchana b'zeh, or havchina b'zeh, havchana means how to determine this, how to test this, how to find this. Shekol echad yitin es kaif enav shal Hashem. It says in Torah, ki yisis hazresh b'nei Yisrael, lefkudeyim v'nosnu, then it says the mitzvah master shekel, kaif enav shal Hashem, an atonement for the soul. Kaif enav shal Hashem. Kaif enav shal Hashem. Shekol prat nefesh yimtza atzum mechuyev benav shal Hashem. The beginning of lifting one's head up, the beginning of kisisa, the beginning of being a Jew, is to acknowledge that you're mechuyev, is yimtza atzmai mechuyev benav shal Hashem, to see yourself as being somebody who is inadequate in God's eyes. Seeing yourself as someone who's missing, who's lacking, who's lo yada, who's chayev, who owes the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Shloyotse de chavosa b'chamais of Hashem, that you are not yotse with Hashem. V'zehu havchana nechayna. Shanesiyas rosh lehem in mitzad kedusha. This is the test to see whether the nesiyas rosh of this person is mitzad kedusha. Because there are a lot of people that have their heads up high, but it's not mitzad kedusha. They're stam bali gaiva, arrogance. They know everything. Their heads are high. You want to know if it's coming? What if this person's nesiyas rosh, his pride, is it coming from kedusha? Is it coming from tumah? Is it coming from humility? Is it coming from gaiva? So Reb Leibel explains, you know what the test is? He says like this. V'hi behipuch mikol mine hisnasus haba mitzad shalvas ha'olam hazeh. She'enu chosil l'nafshei klum. Everything else in the world. When do you feel a nesiyas rosh? Dafka when you're in a state of tranquility. Life is good. Everything is fine. Nothing is missing. I have a wonderful wife. I got great kids. I got good panasa. Got a beautiful house. Life is great. Then you have a nesiyas rosh. That's how it is in the world. Everything else in the world, when is the person filled with nesiyas rosh? Davke, when he feels she'enu chosel l'nafshei klum. Enu chosel l'nafshei klum. There's nothing missing. Meaning, I could use another $1 billion, but enu chosel l'nafshei klum. I have a person told this to me, I am where I want to be. A guy told this to me last week. I had a conversation with somebody. He told me, I am where I want to be. I never heard somebody talk like that. So he didn't mean the building he wanted to be in here as opposed to Staten Island. I am where I want to be in my life. I once had a guy that told me, I was at a Shabbaton like 30 years ago. It was with different levels of Frumkai. And this guy told me, it's Yom Kippur. He doesn't really can't think of anything he has to do the tshuva for. I said, that itself is a big avera. What you're saying is such an avera. For that, you have to do tshuva. To talk, how does a Jew talk like that? What are you thinking? Where does shalva, tranquility, inner peace, it comes from a feeling of not being chaser. And my lack of, my not being chaser gives me the ability to have an asiyas reish. That's arrogance. That's hoodiness. Let's go around the brackets. Because I'm just nervous with the time. Heinlich is it, because I have to explain, it would take too long. Heinlich is it, Davka, Nesiyas Rosh B'Kedusha. In Kedusha, what's Nesiyas Rosh? Shinesvadlo Shubal Chisorin. The Baruch Shem comes and says to you, you're not whole, you're half a shekel. There's a kaif and nefesh. You have to do something to fix your soul. Reb Yid. You're Bal Chisorin. Shalyotse de Chavos al Hashem. You owe the Bari Arlam. You owe him big for all he's done for you. It says in the Zohar, the one man that you arrive, you know who the one who is truly great? Iuzer, the one who is small. The one who sees himself as being chaser, he's great. It's not poshut. Ani yodeya. Man di yuzer, ihu rav. The one who is small, ihu rav. Man di yurav, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Man di yurav, the one who is a big shot, ihu zer, he's really small. Man di yuzer, the one who sees himself as small, ihu rav, he's really great. Ukmaish namar lifnei kovid anova v'mashana oimim b'shevach habarei yisborch. Listen how beautifully he says, takes a minute. Habdus va'pe'er l'chay olamim in haderes v'muna. Habdus va'pe'er. Salvation and pride and splendor is that l'chay olamim. What does it mean? Haindim. Shemitzad ha-kedusha yishtavu b'yachad. In kedusha, in the world of kedusha, these two come together. Habdus. What does it mean, habdus? When a Jew is able to admit, I need salvation, I need a pidyon, I need to be rescued, my life needs, I need help, I need a pidyon nefesh. Vaha pe'er, pe'er means pride and splendor and glory. Hainu hisparus unasiyas reish means kisi says reish b'nei Yisrael. You could be proud of yourself if you're kind of a Jew that could admit that you don't know. If you're a Jew that knows that you're half a shekel. If you're the kind of a Jew that knows that you need a kreif and nefesh, from there a Jew takes his nesiyas reish. The rest of the world takes his nesiyas reish from feeling, I don't need anything. I have everything. I know everything. In the world of Kedusha, when you're what? When you're an Eved Hashem, l'chay olamim. When I'm able to say, l'chay Hashem agdula, l'chay Hashem amamlocha, that's misnasi l'chal rosh. That makes me into a great person. The gedula is not mine. The mamloch is not mine. L'cha Hashem agdul, l'cha Hashem mamloch. Hamisnas l'chol roish. Hainu shemitzad hamisnas l'chol roish. Nisvad ki l'cha Hashem hamamloch. Then my honesty, my humility, my belief in Hashem, that he's an Ein Sof, has led me to the conclusion that what? That l'cha Hashem hamamloch. That's misnas l'chol roish. That's what lifts up a Jew. That's what brings to Pe'er, his spirus, pride, and feeling real and feeling good about who you are. Another minute. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, we actually would bring, we had a physical mitzvah. Everybody brought a half a shekel. And we would buy the karbonis, the carbon talmud, everything was bought with the machzah shekel. And when the person would bring the carbon, what was a carbon? The carbon you would think, like the Rishonim say, that you would see yourself going on the Mizbeh. That idea carbon, Hakrobus a carbon, this carve kol prat nefesh la kedusha. And through the Hakrobus a carbon, you would feel that you would feel tzibroch, and you'd feel you're nobody, you'd feel you deserved to go on to the Mizbeh, and you would get closer to realize that I'm on nothing, my half a shekel, the Baruch Shalom is marshalim, I'm chosse. That really you owe your life to God, you owe yourself on the Mizbeh. But nowadays we don't have that. So nifalzos bepnimis kol nefesh. We can only do this in our avodah in pnimis. I did kriyas a parsha. We read parshas shkolim. Kriyas a medrash tanchuma. Omel kach baruch hu geshem shat azoyke v'sveishon. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the same way you lift up the Jewish, kisis azoyshon, you lift up the Jewish head. Now, so he says kach bekol shana v'shonik shikaron parshas. So it will be every year when you read parshas shkolim. Kilo at oimid v'zoyke v'sveishon, like Moshe Rabbeinu is staying and going over to every Jew and picking his head up. Soloi nemar ella sisa. Ki sisa means in the future. That's the beginning of Emunah. The Aleph of Emunah is Pasha Shkolim. That's how we come into Purim, into Ad Leyoda, with a hergish of a half a shekel. Ein ani yodei, I don't know. The Nesiyas Rosh of a Jew is Davka, that awareness that everything is a soid, mamish. The world is a mystery. My friend, my wife, my kid is a mystery. And we have to daven for the Baruch Shem to help us to understand, to be able to get to the oimek of the sugya, of what it means to be a Jew. And every minute, to ask again and again and again, help me to understand. Not to take you for granted, not to take my parents for granted, not to take myself for granted. There's an oimek inside of me too. I only see a machsis of who I am. It's not me, it's a half a shekel. It's not me. That comes with humility, and we should be zeichet through that. Hashem promised that we'll have a nesiyas reish. We should zeichet from that nesiyas reish to come to the Ad Leyoda of Purim, and from the Ad Leyoda of Purim to come to Pesach. And for Pesach is ki meitzeis chomer, it's a tzorayim kach, and the flows, with the glashem v'amitis, amen v'amen.